That was a couple songs by John Mark Nelson. We had two in a row there. That was The Moon and the Stars and A Place of My Own from Sings the Moon. And he's joining us by phone right now. John Mark, you there?
I am here.
All right. How are you doing, dude?
Cool. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Awesome.
Good.
I guess just start off by telling us, you know, about yourself and where you're from and kind of your background growing up around music.
Sure. So my name is John Mark Nelson. I'm a singer-songwriter, kind of based out of the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis. I'm 20 years old. I've been playing music for the last 2 or 3 years, and I've put out a couple of records in that time. And since then, I've been sort of touring around regionally and nationally and trying to figure out a way to make it a sustainable thing, cause it's something I'm really passionate about. And am playing some shows up here in the lovely Minnesota North Shore this weekend. So it's going to be a really fun time.
Are you a frequent visitor of the North Shore? Or?
You know, I'm learning to be. I grew up in, south of Minneapolis, and I came up to Duluth for the first time since my parents had taken me when I was a little kid, just last year. And since then, I realized how much good I was missing out on. So since then, I've tried to get up quite a few times. I love going up to Duluth and Grand Marais, and the drive up to these places is just so stunning. And spending time on Lake Superior is always good for the soul.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I moved up here.
Yeah. You made the right choice.
I think so. So you're only 20 years old, which is really fascinating to me. I'm curious how long you've been writing songs and how long, you know, have you been getting gigs?
I started writing songs when I was maybe 13 or 14 years old. I remember kind of a pivotal moment for me was when my dad brought home the first computers that had GarageBand on them. And I would open those up and mess around with playing a guitar and then layering something over the top of it. And that kind of opened up a real portion of my brain, I think, that found out that I was really fascinated with that whole concept. And so I wrote and recorded and arranged stuff just as for fun as a hobby for a number of years, and then I finally put some of the stuff out for my friends and family to listen to, and then people kind of urged me to keep investing in it. And so I started playing live when I was maybe 17 or so. I've been playing shows and writing on a more kind of a more serious, dedicated level for about the last 2 or 3 years.
So did you, like, initially release your stuff online? Is that how you got your start?
Yeah, I put out my first collection of songs when I was a junior in high school, and I printed a real small number of actual physical CDs, and then I also put it out on Bandcamp, which is, like, an independent music hosting site where you can sell and share your music.
Awesome. So what were some of your musical influences when you were doing that?
I think I've been really inspired by a lot of people over the years, but I think if I had to point to kind of one really pivotal inspiration, I think it would be the writer and singer-songwriter Sir John Stephen. I think when I first heard his music, it was really the first of its kind that I had heard. And so I think when I started listening to his music and how he has such intricate arrangements and also writes his own songs and fleshes them out with strings and horns and woodwinds and pianos, I think that really captivated me, and I wanted to figure out how I could try to do that.
You know what? I'm a huge Suf John fan as well. And now, like, I listened to your whole record. Now I can already hear that again. So that's going to change
sense.
It.
Yeah.
It all makes
yeah.
sense. That's wonderful. So clearly you've come, like, a long way since releasing that stuff on Bandcamp. I'm just curious, what have the last few years been like for you, you know, putting out more music?
Yeah, I've been really overwhelmed and humbled to have a lot of cool opportunities from getting to play both really, really fun shows, you know, in Minneapolis and in the region, but also I got to go out to the South by Southwest Music Festival this past year. I got to go down and do a performance on a radio and TV show in Nashville. And so we've been trying to branch it out and kind of make it happen on a larger scale. I've also put out another record since, two more records actually, since I put the one out on Bandcamp. And then this summer I got to go to, London and play a string of shows, as a solo performer, based on some work that I had done with a company that's based in London. So the last few years have been a really just overwhelming and exciting time where I get to kind of pursue these opportunities as they come up and give them my best shot and hope for the best.
Wow. I'm curious, what was South by Southwest like?
It was really fun. I mean, it was the first time I'd ever done that festival, and it's such a huge festival. Like, there's just so much going on that it's both overwhelming, like completely overwhelming, and completely exciting at the same time. I think for me, I had a really positive experience. I've heard a lot of people that don't have great experiences, but I went down there and we played, I think, 3 shows in 4 days or something like that, and it was good. It was a good experience. Yeah. So I would recommend for anyone to try to get out there, even if you just go as a listener. I think it's a fun thing.
Yeah, that's a goal of mine, to get down there sometime. Yeah. I've got your new record right here, your most recent one from this year, Sings the Moon.
Yeah.
And I think something that's really cool about it is that it's kind of a long album, and there's like little kind of interludes in between all the different songs that makes it flow really well. Was that your idea?
Yeah, so when I originally kind of sat down at the drawing board and was ready to make a new project, I kind of was toying around with the idea of, well, what would it look like to make a record that sort of flowed continuously? Like when you pop it in, it just kind of plays itself, and then suddenly it's over, you know, a little while later. So to make that happen, I kind of envisioned maybe having smaller pieces that would transition between like key changes and just kind of give it a smooth flow. So that was something that I originally had kind of wanted to do, and then when it actually came to fruition and we had the album, we started recording those pieces, I think it turned out really well, and I was happy with the way it ended up.
Yeah, and you had a lot of help on this one with some other Minneapolis musicians as well, is that right?
Yeah, so the first two albums that I recorded, I did as just completely independent, recorded in a little home studio that I have at my house, and played all the instruments on it, and then I realized that was a pretty horrible idea because there's a lot of instruments that I play very poorly. And so for the third record, I decided to do a Kickstarter campaign and raise some funds, and then was able to bring in some good friends of mine who are excellent musicians to play on some stuff, which was really rewarding.
And was Jeremy Messersmith on that?
Yeah, Jeremy Messersmith, he makes a very, very small vocal cameo at the end of one tune. It's not a huge spotlight role, but he was very, very kind to come down and collaborate with me and kind of figure out something for him to do on the record, because he's a great guy and a good friend of mine, and we wanted to work together on something.
That's really cool. Tell us about the concert that's coming up here at Arrowhead.
Yeah, we're really, really excited. We're just drove over from Duluth right now, playing Duluth tonight, and then we're driving up there tomorrow. So we're playing at the Arrowhead Arts Center tomorrow night. I believe the show starts at 7, I want to say 7, and it'll be our second time playing in Grand Marais, and we're going to be playing some material off of Sings the Moon, as well as some newer ideas and some older stuff, so we're really excited. We love Grand Marais, and I'm bringing up playing as a 5-piece band, so there'll be some other musicians with me, and we'll be playing tomorrow night, so we're really looking forward to it.
And what instruments do you play in the band?
I play acoustic and electric guitar in the band.
All right. Is this part of like a larger tour that's going on?
Basically, how we've kind of figured out what works for us is going out and kind of doing long weekends, because a lot of us don't do music full time in the band. So we haven't really figured out a way to make a financially viable long form tour. But what we end up doing a lot is doing like 3- and 4-day weekends, several weekends in a row. So we're out all this weekend kind of doing the North Shore area, and then 2 weekends from now we'll be out and we'll do Wisconsin and Chicago. And so we found that works a little bit better for our schedules and our lives. But yeah, this, I guess technically we'd still be roped into touring for this new record.
All right. Well, it sounds like quite the life.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's. I feel really, really grateful to be just 2 years out of high school and to be doing something that I really, really love and sharing that experience with people that support me and great band members.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We've been talking
absolutely.
We've been talking to John Mark Nelson, and it's going to be at 7:30 at the Arrowhead Arts Center. in Grand Marais, and tickets are going to be at the door or in advance at tix.com. There's also going to be a silent auction at 6 p.m. earlier. Thank you so much again, John Mark. Do you have anything else to say to us?
I hope to see you tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a really fun time, and I'd love to meet you.
All right. I'll be there. I might throw in some Sufjan for you later as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. We're going to play you out with another song from Sings the Moon. This is All You Are. Thanks again.
Saw the world for all it was in my blindness. A quiet place beneath the moon, a quiet home, and you were kindness. Now and then, to belong and be a child again. A heart so strong, remember laughing when the days were long and summer was a never ending fire. Oh, friend, I was born to put my life in your hands, to be kindness, when there's a lot about you I don't understand. And if anyone can make me feel like I was never born, you can.
This tiny moment you have found.